right now, it's a bad football advisory in effect on sports. And we'll start off with the three New York teams. Good football for Buffalo, good football for the Jets, bad football for the Giants. Giants once again went down to defeat. They're now 4-11, 34-10. For you folks out there that criticized Eli Manning, just remember, the only reason he missed a game as a New York Giant when he was their starting quarterback was when that doofus coach took him out. Other than that, he started every game for the Giants in his career. Every game. Brought them to Super Bowls. Brought them a lot of exciting plays. He's now the 10th rated touchdown passer in the NFL. Oh, and yes, by the way, he won 2 Super Bowls in the process. Let's move forward to this year. 4-11. The quarterback that they drafted, number 1, is out for the year with an injury. The quarterback situation is a joke. The coaching situation is a joke. And they're now 4-11. Enough said. We need a new GM. We need a new coach. We need a cleaning out from top to bottom like the NFL forced the Giants to do many, 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 many years ago. In other games, the Rams defeated the Vikings 30-23. The Bills over the Patriots, 33-21. The Buccaneers claimed their first title in the South as they beat the Panthers 32-6. The Jets over the Jaguars, 26-21. The Lions fell to the Falcons, 20-16. The Chargers got walloped by the Texans, 41-29. The Bengals routed the Ravens, 41-21. The Bears came back and beat the Seahawks, 25-24. In a snowstorm in Seattle, the Steelers, the crumbling, rusting Steelers, fell to the Chiefs, 36-10. The Raiders beat the Broncos, 17-13. And in Sunday Night Football, the Cowboys absolutely demolished the Washington football team, 56-14. So what does that mean? What does that mean? Well, standing-wise, in the regular season, we'll start off at the AFC. The Bills are now back in first place over the Patriots. The Dolphins only a game and a half back. The AFC North, the Bengals, they're first at 9-6, Baltimore second at 8-7, Pittsburgh next at 7-7-1, and then Cleveland at 7-8. In the AFC South, the Titans are 10-5, Indianapolis 9-6, Houston 4-11, and Jacksonville 3-13. In the West, the Chiefs, they have clinched, they're 11-4. The Chargers are 8-7, the Raiders are 8-7, and Denver is 7-8. National Football Conference. In the NFC East, the Cowboys have won the conference, 11-4. Philadelphia is second at 8-7. Washington next at 6-9. The Giants follow up at 4-11. In the North, the Packers are 12-3. They clinch their division. They're in the playoffs. Minnesota 7-8. Chicago 5-10. Detroit 2-12. In the NFC South, the Buccaneers clinch their division. They're in the playoffs 11-4. New Orleans 7-7. Atlanta 7-8. And Carolina 5-10. And in the West, the Rams are 11-4. They've clinched a playoff position. The Cardinals also have clinched a playoff position. They're 10-5. 49ers are 8-7. And the Seahawks are 5-10. Just despicable how bad the Giants are. I don't care about injuries or anything. There's just no heart in that team, and that comes from coaching. And as I said, Danny Dimes has missed 3 games. He's going to miss the rest of the year. Just remember Eli Manning. The only game he missed as a Giant quarterback, as a starting Giant quarterback, were the games where he was pulled by that doofus coach. All right. In NBA action yesterday, I don't see any local action here in front of us. Coming up today in the NBA, the Celtics take on the Timberwolves at 8 o'clock. And the Nets take on the Clippers at 10:30 tomorrow in the NBA. The Knicks take on the Timberwolves at 8 p.m. in the evening.